Good morning. The frontal system that brought the mild air and showers through our region yesterday morning is now tracking off the eastern seaboard. Gradually cooler air has been flowing in, but still was starting off in the 20s to around 30 across the region early this morning. Clouds have broken up a bit and we'll have more sunshine mixing in as the day goes on and high pressure remains in control. High temperatures today will be in the middle to upper 30s. Overnight tonight, a wave of low pressure currently over the Carolinas will work its way up the eastern seaboard. Gradually, clouds will increase and thicken, and some light snow will break out in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England just after midnight and work its way to the north with some light snow reaching I-90 during the pre-dawn hours. Light snow will have a more difficult time reaching the northern tier of New York and central and northern Vermont, although some light snow will fall during the mid-morning hours tomorrow. Overnight lows will be back into the 20s and teens across the higher terrain. The light snow will persist for most of the region during the midday hours tomorrow, and most places will see a coating of about 1 to 3 inches by the end of the afternoon, with as much as 2 to 4 inches falling across the I-90 corridor, Catskills, Taconics, and Berkshires. Localized areas in the higher terrain, especially across the Catskills, could pick up as much as 5 inches of snow by the end of the day tomorrow. High temperatures will be in the lower to mid-30s. On Thursday, we'll have a shot of Arctic air. The breeze will pick up out of the northwest and scattered snow showers will be blowing through from time to time as highs reach just about 30. A mix of sun and clouds on Friday, high pressure keeping it dry, but it will be cold with highs staying in the 20s. A bit of a break on Saturday with a southwesterly wind developing will be back up into the mid-30s, but yet another shot of Arctic air will arrive late in the weekend for Sunday with scattered snow showers and an increasing northwest wind keeping us back into the 20s. The heart of the cold will arrive early next week with highs on Monday only around 20 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories and ice storm warnings continue for parts of the deep south today. A stalled front in the south is allowing rain to fall in areas where temperatures are below freezing. This is creating a dangerous accumulation of ice across portions of southern Arkansas and northern Mississippi. Lighter but still hazardous ice accumulations are possible from northeast Texas to Kentucky. Ice buildup is creating treacherous travel in locations that are not accustomed to winter precipitation, and in localized areas, there may be enough ice to cause downed tree limbs and power lines. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Miami, Florida, at 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time back on Friday, January 4th. The last report of hail was at Ronchi dei Legionari, Italy, at 3:50 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 7 degrees, with a northwest wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 47 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 23, 72% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.29 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Punta Gorda, Florida, to a low of 36 below zero at Craig, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy in the mid-40s, Boston, mostly cloudy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 47 degrees, the low 34. The average temperature, 41. That's 19 degrees above normal. There was 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday, but no snowfall. Still just 3/10 of an inch of snow for the month, which is 7.7 inches below normal, and 13.7 inches for the season, which is 10.8 inches of snow below normal. There were 24 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 514, and for the season, 2,726. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high, 65, set in 1995, and the record low, 20 below zero in 1957. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:47 p.m. 9 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Increasing clouds overnight tonight with light snow possible by morning and lows in the teens to around 20. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Increasing clouds with light snow developing after midnight tonight, perhaps an inch or two by morning with lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-30s. Increasing clouds with light snow developing toward morning, maybe an inch or so in the Catskills by sunrise with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Increasing clouds with light snow developing after midnight tonight, 1 to 2 inches by morning, with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Increasing clouds with light snow developing toward morning, perhaps an inch or so by sunrise, with lows in the mid 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with light snow for a good part of the day, ending in the mid-afternoon. An overall accumulation of about 1 to 3 inches, some spots 2 to 4, and localized areas in the Catskills as much as 5. Highs in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, turning colder, with a few flurries and snow showers Thursday around 30. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, staying in the 20s. Partly sunny on Saturday, back to the mid-30s, but more Arctic air for Sunday in the 20s with scattered snow showers and a breeze, and a few snow showers Monday with highs only in the teens to around 20 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.